Good evening, members of the council. Again, my name is Juan Gonzalez, members of the committee, and I'm here from Southern California Gas Company with the intent to provide information regarding some of the changes Southern California Gas Company is currently doing. And within the next 30 to 45 days, members of this committee will be receiving notification letters informing you that members of our organization are coming to your home or commercial location to change the front plate of your existing gas meter. All we're doing is modifying and changing the front plate of your existing gas meter.
Mr. Gonzalez,
use that language to me and you're right out the door.
Mr. Gonzalez, you're recognized. Yes, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. We are looking to...
Sit down and be quiet.
I don't have to.
We have a code of civility in this office.
Sir, you have no right to threaten somebody and then expect the rest of us to say...
Who threatened who?
You did. You did.
You weren't even a part of the conversation.
We were all in here.
Sit down and be quiet or leave the council chamber.
You were the one pointing the finger at me. You were the one who was the hero.
This is a neighborhood council meeting.
Don't tell me that.
Sit down.
Mr. Gonzalez, you're right.
Sit down.
Thank you once again, Mr. President.
Yes.
And again, the intention for everybody is just to inform you that the gas company will be providing a letter for the next 30 to 45 days informing you will be getting a visit from members of our company to make this modification again at your residence or your commercial location. We will be coming in probably no more than 15 minutes to make this modification, and we will be able to now get the information of your gas usage wirelessly via our main headquarters. This is not at all modify or change. If you continue to receive a bill at home, you will continue to receive it, but you'll be able to look at your usage via your smartphone or your computer. And again, if at any particular point, the location, when you receive the letter or notification of our actual scheduled visit, if it is a conflict with you being not being home, please contact that number that is on that letter, and you will be able to change it to another day when it's more convenient. And again, at any time, if you feel that anything is strange, all our members wear badges, please, if something doesn't feel right, all of our employees have a badge, please ask them if something, again, does not feel right, and also look for the white and blue truck. But again, more than anything, just wanting to inform the council. I can provide you that information. I have a packet for you, man, available. So again, members of the council, thank you so much for letting me speak. I will be available in the back if anybody has any questions.
It's
thank you very
in
much.
Our packet here.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
We apologize for the disruption.
Thank you, Juan.
Thank you so much.
Yes, we apologize.
Greg Parks, are you in the room? Greg Parks. Going once. Going twice. All right. Miriam, did you have 2 minutes for us? Are you going to wait till the end of the meeting?
I should be getting more than that. I can't get video conferencing here.
It's on our agenda.
So I'm tired of it, you know.
It's on our agenda.
I'm ready to tell the people, not only the city, the county, the state, but we need to boycott these leaders downtown because they're not listening to us. We not to vote for them, leave our ballots empty, and leave the seats empty so they can go home and leave City Hall, Legislative Branch, empty. That's what I've come down to. I'm writing a letter right now to Mary Martinez because I'm fed up with the spending. They just allocated $120 million more, $50 million for CRA leftover projects, which shouldn't be picked up anyway. They should be all disbanded. Not get more money, because I know what they're going to do. They're going to be coming for more money because they didn't have enough. And then Westfield, the favorite, the most highest $85 billion he owns. And he gets $48 million from the city, a 25-year loan. And guess what that is, baby? How much that's going to cost the taxpayers? How much more that's going to cost us? And then, I mean, this is ridiculous. We got to do something now before it's too late. We're going to lose our government because that's exactly what they want. They want to bankrupt us because we're going to have a crisis in the world because the Russians, the Chinese are looking at us and they're going to come out down hard. And certainly, we got drivers out there, people are driving, not supposed to be driving. don't have insurance. They just bought in my husband's car. I got pictures to show you. You won't be amazed. And this lady's already asking for money from injuries, and she never had any. So it's all a bunch of BS. And I'm fighting the insurance. We're writing a letter to the insurance commissioner. We're not going to have Mercury Insurance share our good name. Thank you.
Thank you, Miriam. And Karen Gannon.
I had a card too, but I'm asking that person.
Yes.
I apologize. I thought that I was going to speak.
Go ahead, Miriam. Come right up to the podium.
Oh, okay. Yep, that's right. You put it as the agenda item. Okay, we can hold off on that. That's perfect. Karen, you were at the top of the list there. Zeke Unger. Zeke, are you in the room? Zeke, going once, going twice. All right, Donna, it's you, and then we'll jump into the agenda. So, Donna Hairman.
What I just wanted to say, with continuing with the what she's saying, what's going out there, the people who don't have valid driver's licenses are able to, if win the case, have their cars paid for, and have their medical condition, even if they make it up, paid for. So this is a serious condition, and that's affecting all of, it also affects Los Angeles. And having these insurance companies should not have people on the insurance that don't have driver's licenses. Anyway, I also want to talk about the reason why the neighborhood councils don't have enough money is because the city council continues to spend way over the amount that they should be spending. When they spend, like you said, $50 million on CRA projects and about $54 million on Westfield Mall, we can see why the city council, our city is in deep trouble, and why they don't consider the neighborhood councils and only give pennies, considering what was paid in the city council on the day that a fee waiver would be the whole, what you guys get for a whole year. So we need to, if these city councilmen, if they just simply go with the flow, I'm sorry, we're just going to have to say, you're not really representing us. Go home, don't vote for that person. In fact, you don't see anybody good, don't vote for him at all. And lastly, I feel sad that the people that a lot of times you probably won't have a good vote out, because a lot of people who are interested in Van Nuys and interested in Van Nuys, neighborhood council can't vote.
Oh, we don't have a good turnout.
Thank you, Donna. Coming up next, we're jumping into the agenda. Secretary's report, Mr. John Hendry.
Okay, the February minutes were distributed. Copies are over on the table. The December 30 special minutes are posted, you say, but they're not for approval today. I also put in just my last small political comment is, everybody is invited to the bank meeting, which is tomorrow night. You may be a glutton for punishment. That's maybe a little easier to take.
Are you going, John?
Yes, I will go.
Good man.
And others are invited.
I would like to make a motion to approve the February minutes of the VNC. With that, I call for the vote.
30 seconds while I catch up. Okay, the vote for the February minutes. President Thomas.
Yes.
Vice President Vigil.
Yes.
Treasurer Hopp.
Aye.
Secretary Hendry. Aye. Mr. Kamara.
Yes.
Mr. Dino Costa.
Yes.
Mr. Guevara. He's left. Not David. Ms. Navarro.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Lazarus.
Yes.
Mr. Morales.
Yes.
Mr. Martin.
Yes.
Ms. Meyer.
Yes.
Ms. Skelton.
Yes.
And Mr. Okay, that ends the vote. 12 aye. Pass.
Beautiful. Thank you. Moving on, Treasurer's Report. Jeanette Hopp.
Okay. Meeting, we spent $26.36, $7.85, and $5.74 FedEx copies and a couple of faxes to Dunning. Subway for the last general meeting, $60, and All Right Storage, Remember, I do it every other month, so for 2 months, 300. I did speak again to a couple of powers that be and mentioned not only do we need more chairs for chambers, but please help us with getting our office because I hate spending that money when we could be using it for other things. Total expenditures were $399.95 for the month. Balance forward $12,667.14, and actually $97.14. Sorry, can't read. And then after the deductions, now $12,297.19 on my iPhone. I will tell you that that isn't exactly correct because I haven't, even though I haven't received the information from the different entities, I spent $336 for our ad for the daily news. And then this last one was supposed to be the same, but they actually moved it a little more. And I spent that to get our ad in, which will be in this Sunday because our election was this past Sunday. Oh my goodness. Anyway, it's supposed to be in Sunday, this Sunday's daily news, so please look for that. It's supposed to be really terrific because our election is the following Thursday, so we want to make, it's the 20th, so we want to make sure that everybody gets that information. I have some flyers I wanted to hand out also, but the bottom line is we want to get so many more people. We had this room packed because we had the sheriff's forum. And that was wonderful, but we need to have it packed all of the time with people coming to tell us what they need, like this gentleman did a little bit ago, and how he put, was it Mr. Martin?
Martin.
Yes. So, you know, how he went with Linda Levitan and Candy and walked the neighborhood and had the needed cleanup done. We want you to tell us what your needs are so we can address them. And instead of spending $300 every 2 months for our storage, for our office things that we can't set in office because we do not have one, we could be utilizing that for things like cleanup or beautification or whatever. So,
Ms. Hoff, if I may. Also, the council office provided all the bags along with beautification. So, a lot of the things that we need for the cleanups and stuff, the council office can do.
Which I absolutely love because we really didn't get anywhere near the amount of money, as was mentioned by some stakeholders, that we should have gotten. And frankly, that limits some of what we do. So, we would like to have more participation. We love you for coming and thank you for putting up with all the things that go on. And that's my report at this point, and I'm hoping that you'll adopt it so that I can give that information to Doug. So
very nice.
We'll take a vote.
Yes,
yes, dear.
What's going on with the phone guy?
We have not done anything yet because we still haven't been presented with a bill. We were going to the second meeting, he didn't come, and nobody else came, and we didn't get a bill. So I don't know what we're doing.
Okay,
Mr. President.
No, we're waiting for an invoice.
Mr. President, I think I know for a fact that he forwarded you emails stating maybe going back to April between him and Ms. Hoff about this. So, I mean, not April, I'm sorry. It's been going back maybe June or somewhere around there between emails between him and Ms. Hoff. So, I mean, I'm not here to go anybody under the bus and say anything disrespectful, but to say in November or December that this young man just all of a sudden just flopped this amount on us, that is a false statement. Ms. George, he sent you emails.
I had one email.
I know it was an email or something stating that you can check the date on there.
And I requested for him to come to the meeting and submit an invoice. So I addressed it the minute I got the email.
He told me that he said to come and then I couldn't do it.
We are sitting waiting for his invoice.
But it's not a true statement stating that this man could a drop of landing on everybody in November.
So no, I understand that, but we requested invoices from him and we haven't gotten them yet.
So all those emails or anything else that Ms. Hunt, you have no emails from you and that young man?
I didn't say I did not, but you're taking things out of context. What I said was he never gave us a bill, he never did. What he did after the fact, after he came and took pictures, after he took our portraits, after he was invited to come to different meetings or whatever, he presented one at the end after several months, not as he went along. We never voted on the bill because we never got the bill. And then all of a sudden, at the last minute, he wants $3,100, and I don't have the authority to approve that on my own. We didn't vote for it, so I'm not going to put myself in a sling to give this man $3,100 when we as a committee did not
I do not understand, when this man came to this meeting, September, October, November, even in the Christmas, during Candido's Christmas event, he was told by you, we're going to try to pay you, we're going to try to pay you by check by January. He says, we're going to pay you by check by January for the bill. It wasn't an issue for the bill. He was told he was going to be paid by PayPal. And you can ask, well, this is account, so you can pay him directly.
Right, and I did attempt to do that, and it didn't work, and I'm glad it didn't, because we never had a breakdown, we never had bills submitted to us, we never got to vote on them, and you can't pay someone when you haven't gotten a bill and you haven't voted on it. I'm sorry.
I understand you didn't understand, I'm very sorry.
That's just the way it is.
But I think it's okay, it's really okay. Now, to say that you was going to pay him, you told this man you was going to pay him.
Well, we are going to pay something.
Wait. No, I'm sorry, because it was at Candido's Christmas event. This man was told he was going to, now this is Christmas, December. This man has been coming. And I was a whammy to say, all of a sudden this man threw a bill on you. You and I got into a most definitely heated argument in September, because I said I didn't want this man to turn around and sue us or complain against us like the DJ guy did and didn't get paid. You said that you was, and that was in September, and then when this man texted me and said Maria was going on, I didn't know. And then you told him numerous times, and then in December you said you was going to pay him by check, you was going to get a check in January. Then in December you said that you was going to pay him through PayPal. Now all of a sudden, if he was going to get paid, then all of a sudden you say, oh no, you're not going to pay him. That's why this man is confused. And that's why I'm not trying to, you know, down you or anything.
I never told him I'd give him a check. I don't have
to. Penelope, did you have something to add?
I just have to say that I don't remember ever voting to pay him $3,000.
Please ask him to come to our next executive meeting. We'll put it through the Budget and Finance Committee meeting, and we will see what we can do.
Okay.
Lydia, did you have something before you're leaving?
No problem.
Lydia.
Lydia Green.
Lydia.
She's busy. Did you have something before you wanted to go?
How about?
Candy said you had something that you wanted to address.
Would you mind being leaving early?
You're good?
We got sidetracked. We cannot vote on my...
Deal with it.
How about public comment?
I would just like to make a statement, and that is to happen in the future. And that is just to remind people that when people get up to public comment, people have a right to finish what they're saying without having interference from the board. It's just a reminder. It might have helped prevent a problem, and hopefully it prevents a problem in the future. But I will likely be sending you an email.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We're allowed to speak.
Right. Very good.
Can I just one sentence?
Yes, of course you can.
Thank you. Valley Alliance of Neighborhood Councils, as you know, meets monthly. It meets on the third, I'm sorry, on the second Thursday, so it's typically the night after your meeting. So depending on what day you get out of this meeting, it'll either be the same thing. Anyway, at tomorrow night's meeting, Mayor Garcetti is going to be there to introduce the new general manager for the Department of Water and Power. So you get a 2-4.
Okay.
So anyone who's available tomorrow night, 6:30, down Van Nuys Boulevard, Sherman Oaks Hospital, try to attend, represent Van Nuys.
Perfect. Any council members want to go? Andy, are you going?
I'm going.
Mr. Henry always goes. Mr. Benjamin, you'll go?
Hi, Boyd.
Yes, did you have something, Mr. Henry?
Maria, if I can go back to this thing before we approve the treasurer's report. I check every single word in every single minute from the time he was introduced in May of 2013. He was not hired by this group. He was introduced to this group. He was never re-invited back by this group to take pictures. We have never received any of the pictures that he took. And he has never submitted a bill.
That's not true. Because I handed George 3 discs of what that man did. And that man poured it all. So there's no way to say that nobody received the photos due to the fact that I kept getting on the mic saying, did y'all get the photos so Ms. Pump and I could make the business cards? Did y'all say okay to the photos? So that young man did present y'all photos, and a young man turned in 3 discs because I personally handed it to him because he gave it to me. And then I personally handed it, and I put on the mic 3 discs too.
So let's get him to the meeting and let's get an invoice out of him.
Thank you.
Very good. So I make a motion that we approve the treasurer's report and the February reconciliation.
Seconded.
I call for the vote.
30 seconds. All right, close this up. You are in.
Let me write.
Okay. President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Treasurer Hoffman?
Aye.
Secretary Hendry? Aye. Mr. Kamara?
Yes.
Mr. De La Cuesta?
Yes.
Mr. Nisabari?
Yes.
Mr. Lizarra? Yes. Johnson
Burns?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Morales?
Yes.
Mr. Martin?
Yes.
Ms. Meyer?
Yes.
Ms. Skelton?
Yes.
Okay. It appears to pass. Yes, passed.
Very good. Moving on. 8B, submit a community impact statement applauding Los Angeles City Council's support for Councilmember Bob Blumenfield's measure to that makes Los Angeles the first city to be in full compliance with the Iran Contracting Act of 2010. Do we have any public comments on that?
Yes, or are you really talking about that? From them or everybody?
From anybody that would like to comment on 8B.
From Peter, Mr. President.
8B, submit a community impact statement applauding the Los Angeles City Council's support for Councilman Bob Blumenfield's measure that makes Los Angeles the first city to be in full compliance with the Iran Contracting Act of 2010.
Mr. President, before we go on, we still have done here. I'd like to have, the commissioner's opinion on this in regards to an issue that is so great and that is so controversial in regards to Iran and the fact that a local neighborhood council would make a statement like that that could possibly impact possibly safety issues with us. Again, it's such a big issue as far as the taking stand against Iran and their situation there. Would you be willing to give some input on this?
First of all, only if it's okay with the whole board.
Okay.
And that is, first of all, who is asking for it?
We're submitting a community impact statement applauding the fact that the Los Angeles City Council, a local government, is in full compliance with the Iran Contracting Act of 2010. In 2010, Congress extended U.S. sanctions to parties involved in Iran's energy sector through the Comprehensive Iran Sanctions Accountability and Divestment Act. This basically says that the act authorizes state and local governments to divest their funds from parties involved in Iran's energy sector and to bar such parties from state and local government contracts.
So You have a right to do the community impact statement if you're interested in doing so.
That's why it's on the agenda.
You do not have to. I think I need to add a layer a little bit to explain to you what's happening. The community impact statements are very important as in general, because it is the metric in which we're being judged by the not just the department, but the mayor's office, and how much input we're getting from our communities, and that we're addressing issues that are important to our communities. I personally don't have a side to take on that issue. It's completely up to you guys. But I want to tell you what may make this easier for you in the future. And that is one of the things the commission has on our agenda for Monday, at the commission agenda, is to discuss community impact statements and how they can better fit what the neighborhood councils are doing. And one of the things that we're talking about doing is switching over to more what the League of California Cities does, which is offers you more options on what you can do with your council files. So instead of it being yes or no, you will have the options to do yes, if, no, unless, and a possible neutral category, which means that yes, we as neighborhood council address this issue, but we've decided not to take a position on it. That's something I'm pushing. We will be having that come before the commission agenda on Monday at City Hall at 1 o'clock. But I think that you have to make the decision on this topic, but know that you can make comments onto it if you decide to. But I'm hoping to give you guys a little bit better leverage in how you do this in the future. And it's something that will be on the agenda until Monday.
Sounds good. Did you have something, Mr. Hendry?
All comments about the usefulness of CIS. Still, we're giving somebody kudos for something that's already been done, which seems a bit funny. We should be more telling people what we would like to see, something that has been done, has been done.
Correct, except one thing to remember, and that is our voice in the neighborhood councils is what guides the city council, the decisions that they make. While they may have already made this decision, it lets them know that we think these are the types of issues they should be addressing or not by doing a community impact statement. Hope that's helpful.
Thank you.
Very good. Does anybody else have anything on 8B?
Call for question.
All right, I make a motion that we adopt 8B with the language as is.
Seconded.
I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Treasurer Hopp?
Abstain.
Abstain. Secretary Hendry? I will vote no this time. Moving on, Mr. Kamara? Abstain. Mr. De La Cuesta?
Abstain.
Mr. Guevara? Thanks, not here. Ms. Havar?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Perez?
No.
Mr. Martin?
Abstain.
Abstain. Ms. Meyer?
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Skelton?
Abstain.
Abstain, okay. That ends the vote. Let's count it. 5 aye, 2 no. 5 abstain.
That's not pass.
President Collin,
if I have to, I'll change my vote to abstain, and with that chair, turn the change the vote.
5 aye, 2 no, 5 abstain.
I'll change
it. What did the abstains don't count as anything?
No.
So it's 5-2? That sounds like it passes to me.
5-2?
I don't believe it did.
No, it didn't.
So abstains count as no's then?
6.
You need 6.
Right.
So it failed.
All right, good work, guys. Moving on, 8C. 5746 to 5750 North Sepulveda. Carino, you are the point person on this. You have the floor, sir.
We have Ed Malone Brown presenting the project. 5746 North Sepulveda Boulevard. It's the old, it's the Cortez Hotel. And it's going to be replaced with a La Quinta Hotel. La Quinta. And I'll be waiting for Peg to present.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Peg Malone Brown with Rosenheim and Associates, 21550 Oxnard Street, Suites 780 Little Hills. On behalf of our client, Mr. Raju Patel, who's the owner of the subject property, and the applicant for the proposed project, thank you for receiving us this evening and allowing us the opportunity to present the project to you. Here tonight, Mr. Vishal Patel, property manager for the Old Cortez Motel, is also here, as well as the Bharat Patel, the motel manager. Also with us this evening is Troller Mayer, landscape architects, specifically Mr. Rick Mayer. To afford the best use of your time, I will very briefly step through the proposed project and the subject property, review the community outreach efforts and involvement that has been taken to date, and remain available to respond to any questions you may have. Okay, very briefly. The proposed project site consists of two parcels. It's a through lot, approximately 0.65 acres, located at 5747 through 5751 Halbrand Avenue. Is R3, but noteworthy is that the project site has a split general plan designation. The front portion along Sepulveda is neighborhood office commercial, and the rear portion remains medium. Mr. Patel purchased the property in 1996 and has continuously owned and operated the El Cortez Motel there for more than 18 years. The existing facilities on the site are four buildings, one and two-story, older and effectively outlasted their useful lives. The current configuration is 32 guest rooms and one manager unit, approximately 8,396 square feet, and 33 service parking spaces. Noteworthy is that the motel is itself a non-conforming use in the current R3 zone. The surrounding properties, I think you're all very familiar with the area. We've got the adjacent Target in particular, which has a store height of 48 feet, 6 inches, and a multi-level parking garage at 59 feet at the corner of Hatteras and Sepulveda. There's an 8-story office building. And further down along the same block, you have both the Hampton Inn and a 56-foot high building, and also a more recently approved project at 5700, which is currently approved for height 63. The proposed project itself involves demolition of the entire El Cortez Motel and ground up construction of a La Quinta Inns and Suites Hotel, which will have 73 guest rooms and one manager unit. And I'd like to direct your attention now, if I may, to the site plan. Most noteworthy is that the site plan reflects careful attention to a number of issues and concerns. Most noteworthy, protection to the adjacent single-family residential across Halbrand. In particular, it observes the 5-foot side yards onto the north, to the south, a 15-foot side rear setback, which is actually the frontage along Calvert. So the R3 zoning has been completely respected there. Along the front, there's a variable width front yard setback, which ranges between 3 and approximately 8 feet, so it's about a 4.5-foot average. Access very quickly is one spot only on Sepulveda, with no access at all allowed home. Accommodated from Holland, both ingress and egress. The configuration of the hotel itself is placed entirely on the front parcel. There are, again, two parcels, and the front one sits at a depth of about 120 feet distant from Halbrand frontage. The hotel itself will be three-story over parking, and also three-story over the main hotel building itself. As I mentioned, ingress and egress from one driveway. There's open surface parking in the rear, and then a two-level parking garage, which is closest to Halbrand Avenue. The height of this two-level parking garage is 11 feet. It is partially subterranean. The hotel building itself is proposed at 47 feet,
the recommended, the requested zone, which is the RMS 4, does permit 50, but we're just over the building at 47. There is one architectural feature on the front of the building. I'll show you that in just a minute. And it itself would be at a height of 56 feet, no floor area. It would feature the very open, what people can see, the sign. Here you see the architectural materials creating a very strong base along the front ground level with the mixture of color and materials for the three levels above that. Extensive and very well thought out landscaping within the 5 yards that backs the north and south. Very rich landscaping along the east elevation facing El Palbrant. It includes vines and a number of ground covers and shrubbery within that 50-foot side yard setback. And the entitlements themselves include a zone change from the RAS, from the R3-1 to the RAS-4-1-VL, a conditional use to allow the hotel within the RAS zone, a zone variance to permit the two-level parking structure on the R3 portion and bike parking in the front, and the number of zoning administrator adjustments. I would like to quickly note that the number of entitlements really derive from the required nature of the code, the various provisions of the code, which themselves present a challenge, again, recalling that there's split zoning and two different general plan designations.
So did it come out of the
fund
committee, Karina?
Yes, we spent a certain amount of time reviewing it. We even had some of the NOLA State Association involved with it. I know they've been engaged in it ever since it was first brought up. They've been showing up not only the fund committee, but also the zoning administration.
If I may, there have been at least three different opportunities for community outreach involvement, beginning with a letter to adjacent residents and within a 500-foot radius back in October, then two community outreach meetings with the Community Association, both in October and then more recently in February.
What are you seeking from us?
We're seeking a letter of support. We will be going forward to the City Planning Commission in May 22nd is the current scheduled date.
Yes, Mr. President. I think this is one of the best projects to come into the Van Nuys area. I would ask that we dispense with any more discussion and move that we approve this project because, again, the old hotel was a nuisance. It's been a problem. This is a beautiful project, and I think it's going to beautify the Van Nuys community. So I would ask that
I have no problem with it. Does anybody else on the council have any questions?
Yeah. Judge.
Yes, sir.
How many parking spaces are we going to have?
There are a total of 60 proposed.
60 proposed. And we're going to have 72 rooms?
That's correct. I'm sorry, 73.
73.
Yeah. Anybody
plus
else?
Plus the manager quarters? That includes the manager quarters?
73 plus one manager meeting, yes.
Mr. Vice President.
Yeah, I noticed that when you came before the Plum Committee, we did bring up the fact that was there a possibility of moving the back wall to 10 feet of clearance and the front of the building to an additional 5 feet on the sidewalk just to accommodate foot traffic, because a 3 foot wide sidewalk is you know, in places is very, very narrow. Is there any possibility to accommodate those requirements?
Hi, Brad Rosenheim and Associates. Actually, the sidewalk will be widened to 7 feet. Our setback between the building and the sidewalk will be variable 3 to 8 feet.
Okay.
So the sidewalk will be 7 feet.
Okay. All right, then that mitigates the problem. Yes, Karina.
There was one question. Is there going to be some type of pony wall or something separation between the property and the sidewalk? Or is it just going to be open to the street itself?
We're trying to follow the city's design guidelines, which try to bring us up to the sidewalk. There'll be some landscaping, and there'll be the bike parking along the front there, but there won't be a barrier between the sidewalk and the building frontage for the city's guidelines.
And on the breakfast area, is that going to be opened up, like operable windows or doors? Or is it going to be closed?
It will be closed, but the activity inside will be reflected at the street level. So people will be able to look in and see people having their breakfast.
And the suggestion of the louvers on the north side of the building in the parking area so that it wouldn't shine headlights into the adjacent property?
The headlights will be blocked by the parapet wall on the parking structure and then around the entire property.
And the middle area where the parking exists will exist?
Yes, there will be a wall.
Okay.
Karen Gannon.
Thank you. Thank you very much for listening to our comments. My name is Karen Gannon. I'm the president, or we have an ad hoc Noble Estates Association, very casual. But all of us that live in the adjacent area are very active. We talk a lot amongst ourselves, and these lovely people have come to us on several occasions, many times, and have presented in our homes, and they've done a really good job of getting the neighbors on board.
Bravo.
I have to say that the neighbors, yes, they really do. We have had some other issues that aren't before the board tonight and probably won't be because we do have some other issues with builders in the area who don't appreciate my homeowners, and that makes it difficult. So all I wanted to say was how wonderful we think the project is. It is, and we know nothing of, you know, the Halbert owners that live on Halbert, if you're familiar with that area. We don't really have a lot of input from them, and that's okay. We've offered many, many times. We've left flyers for them, invited them to meetings. So if there's any concern, I don't think there should be. I think the neighborhood is pretty much, you know, on board with this. My only concern, and they know this because I've spoken about it before, is staging during demolition and staging during building. And we really want to make sure that there aren't any construction vehicles that are coming into the neighborhood, that they can find out, you know, find some way to move construction workers to park off site while they're working on the project.
Yes, Kenny.
Mr. President, again, we've just seen one of the best projects, one of the best outreach. We talk about outreach all the time, and we see it here firsthand, so I call for the question.
Does anybody else have anything in regards to this particular property?
I think it's a good project, not only the Quinta, but also the other project that's north of it. So you could see like a progression in that area, that the hope is that it would eliminate the prostitution, the crime, because you're gonna get a better group of people who are gonna live there and set their roots there. So I think I would like the board to support this.
Beautiful. Without any further debate or discussion, I call for the vote on 8C and adopt the language as is and give these nice people their letter of support for the Planning Commission. Do I have a second?
Second.
With that, I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
President Thomas.
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Treasurer Hoppe.
Aye.
Secretary Hendry, aye. Mr. Kamara?
Yes.
Mr. De La Cuesta?
Yes.
Ms. Havard?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarevitz?
Yes.
Mr. Morales?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Ms. Wire?
Yes.
Ms. Skelton?
Ms. Skelton, who's the bell?
Okay.
She's outside of the home.
Do we have enough?
Yeah, we're getting close.
We need just over six, right? We need 11 people in this room.
11 aye. At least last night.
No, they said if you have, they did say if you have like 10, then you need 6 people.
There needs to be 11 people here to do official business.
Yeah. Okay,
we have 11 ayes, so we're good.
We do have 11 people.
We have 11 people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Moving on.
All right.
8D 5700 to 5720, Sepulveda Boulevard. Mr. Chairman of the Plum Committee. what happened here with this? We got out of the committee, obviously. Are you guys supporting it?
Yeah, that's your chair.
Which one?
The next one, Marina, AD.
Number 5720.
Does it have the support of the planning land use?
Yes, we had a unanimous approval for 5700 North Sepulveda Boulevard. And we're going to bring it to the full board.
Beautiful. Are you Eric Lieberman?
I am.
You look like Eric Lieberman. So the name fits you perfectly, Eric. What do you have for us, sir?
Okay, real quick, I won't take up too much of your time. We've had the pleasure of meeting also with the Noble Estates neighbors behind the project to the east of us. And we had an opportunity to meet with the planning committee of your board and met with some success here. Just to give you a quick background of the project, this was a property that was approved for an apartment project in 2010 under the authority of the city council for a general plan amendment to zone change. At that time, it was designed a little bit differently. It was a Spanish-style architecture. And it had 97 units, about 9,000 square feet of retail on fronting on Sepulveda Boulevard. It didn't go forward, it didn't get built, but fast forward to today, the concept was to update the architecture here, make it more modern, give it a little bit better, more appealing contemporary look to it. I think they've done that. One of the things that I want to point out is, again, the emphasis on complying with or trying to meet design guidelines, UI design guidelines, and particularly on the Sepulveda street frontage, you can see that the commercial aspect of it is really pops in the front. That's the brick line facade there. It's got a well-articulated frontage going all the way up the building, which is something that the city planning really wanted to see. One of the main concerns with the Halbrand side, this property goes all the way through to Halbrand, was to make sure that the community was really concerned about pedestrian and vehicular access being limited on Halbrand. And so we did our best to honor that by eliminating both of those things. So the challenge for us was, how do we make the Halbrand side of this not look like the back of the building? So what we ended up doing was locating some units. There's also in the center portion there, you can see there's a glass strip there, that's a terrace that comes out from the community area of the building. So it gives an opportunity to provide eyes on the street on that side of the building. And I want to point out also that in doing this project, it complies with and honors the scope and the massing of the originally approved project. So what we're doing to this time is we've added density bonus to this, so it is going to go from 97 units to 131 units, but it is within the same scope, mass, and scale of the previously approved project. We honored the height of that project. The height of the building steps up from Halbrand to 54 feet. And on the Sepulveda side, it's a 63-foot tall structure. So it maintains that building envelope. It was important to do that to make sure that the wishes of the Planning Commission and the City Council back in 2010 was honored. We're here before the community and before the neighborhood council really as a courtesy. The density bonus is a non-public hearing item, but in making these sorts of changes, because there's probably a certain amount of expectation from the 2010 grant, we wanted to make sure that the community was fully apprised of what was going on and what was going to happen here on the property. So.
Did anybody have any questions for Eric?
So the back picture on the front or the back of the boulevard?
The top picture is Sepulveda, okay. The bottom picture is Halbrand.
Correct.
Beautiful project.
And thank you. I'm pleased that you're confused about that, because we really wanted the Halbrand side to have as much of an appearance of the front as possible.
Gorgeous.
Thank you.
How many apartments do we want to have?
131.
And how many parking spaces do we want to have?
276.
Great project, public.
Yeah, Mr. Hendry, you're recognized. Yes, sir.
Okay. Just very quickly, yes, I do think it is a very good project. It's just, I live in that neighborhood. Sepulveda Boulevard is getting awfully intense. And every time we see these projects, they say there's no impact on traffic. And I never see that. It's harder for me to get home every day. So that's my criticism of the entire planning system. And you might want to ask them if they want to have it.
Yes, you're right.
I have a question.
Yes, Karen?
Yes.
Gannon, you have a speaker credit on this?
Yeah, again, on this project, the group came to us and were very, you know, outright, you know, very professional. They did a good job. We did have a lot of questions, a lot of concerns, and in fact, we asked for some conditions. And Tom LaVange's office sent Jonathan Brand, who did a lot of communication with Eric and his people. Our biggest concern with this project is this is residential, and that means these people are going to learn how to make the cut through our neighborhood. La Quinta, we're not so concerned about. They won't know. They're going to be temporary. They're going to go north on Sepulveda, or, you know. So we're not so concerned. But these people will impact our neighborhood, and they've answered. Jonathan threw out some conditions, and they're going to do a mitigation study, which I understand is kind of costly.
Right.
And they're also going to, we also asked for some possible traffic mitigation issues on Martha. They might pony up to put up a stop sign or two.
I'm done.
We approved the project, and we just hope that they continue to work with us. They've been very forthright.
Mr. President, if I may, again, we have another development that is fantastic for the Van Nuys community. For so many years, we saw a lot of bad projects come here. Here are two projects that are fantastic. I will call for a question, and I'm going to vote on this.
Without further ado, anybody else have anything further? Very good. I make a motion that we adopt the language as is.
Second.
Candido seconded it. So, Mr. Secretary, call for the vote.
President Thomas.
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Treasurer Hoff.
Aye.
Secretary Hendry. Aye. Mr. Kamara.
Yes.
Mr. De La Costa.
Yes.
Mr. Ms. Havara.
Yes.
Mr. Lucero.
Yes.
Mr. Moritz.
Yes.
Big yes. Sir Martin.
Yes.
Ms. Meyer.
Yes.
Ms. Kelton?
Abstain.
Okay, just a second. I got 11 out of 1 abstain.
Very good. Thank you very much. And are you guys seeking a letter of support also, or are you good on that?
Yes, that would be wonderful.
Okay, that all goes through Carino, and we'll get to whatever you need.
Thank you very much.
Very
thank
nice.
You, ladies, for staying so late.
Perfect. 8E, officially elect and or appoint council members to be in charge of submitting community impact statements, as well as confirm myself as a community impact statement submitter. Is there anybody else that wants to be in charge of this besides me?
Mr. President.
Okay, it's really quite easy. Yes, and Mr. Henry? Okay, so.
Mr. President, we have an election coming up in less than a week. Next thing, we have a lawyer coming on. We have a businessman coming on. You know, I wish we could hold this over for another month. Is it really important for us to have the same people doing it? We're always asking these new individuals to take on projects, and this would be the idea.
Yes, the people downtown asked us to officially have this vote, so.
Okay.
I have no problem with it being myself again. Mr. Benjamin, do you care if you are part of it, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, it's essentially just the executive board. It's really easy to submit them.
Thank you.
So what we'll do, is it pleases the council, Howard Benjamin and Mr. Henry and myself? Are we good with that, everyone?
Yeah.
Okay, so. With that, I make a motion that we adopt 8E as is, with the amendment of Howard Benjamin and John Henry also being able to submit community impact statements. And I will be more than happy to train them as soon as we pass another one. So with that, 8E language as is, with the amendment of Howard Benjamin and John Henry being able to submit community impact statements as well. That is the motion on the floor. Do I have a second?
Aye.
Very good. I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Treasurer Hopp?
Aye.
Secretary Hendrick? Aye. Mr. Kamara?
Abstain.
Mr. De La Costa?
Yes.
Ms. Havara?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarevitz?
Yes.
Mr. Perez?
Stay.
Okay. Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Ms. Meyer?
Yes.
Ms. Skelton?
Yes.
10 ayes, 2 abstain.
Very good. Moving on. 8F, start planning and working on the 4th of July concert at the Van Nuys Civic Center. We had met with Councilwoman Nuri Martinez's office. They seemed interested in helping us with this. There's really no vote here. It's just anybody that wants to take the lead on the 4th of July concert. I give you a report from my end. The Valley Cultural Center puts them on for in Woodland Hills at the Warner Center Park. My other three newspapers have been highly involved in this for as long as I can remember. The Valley Cultural Center said they've worked with us on this. If anyone wants to work with me on it, Friday, July 4th is a perfect day to start trying to organize this once a year. Do I have any discussion on this? All right, with that, we will have the 4th of July on the 4th of July this year.
What a concept.
Right? Continuing on.
George?
8G, yes.
Sure. Is there like a committee to help with that?
I will loop you in and we'll start working on it. Yeah, Penelope also. What we have to do is get the guy from Valley Cultural Center to want to work with us. Yep, and once we get that, it's full steam ahead on that. I don't think we'll have a fireworks show. It might be more of like a day festival where we invite all the politicians to, you know, set up booths like Nazarian and the rest of them. I'll have an update for everyone on that. I'll email. I'll loop you guys in on that. Moving on, 8G, elect a chair for the Van Nuys Parking Ad Hoc Committee. Mr. John Henry seemed very interested in doing this. I've met Guillermo was in the room, which God bless you, when we discussed changing the 1 hour parking at the government center to 2 hour parking. With the help of our ad hoc committee and the help of Council District 6, I think we could actually get this done. I make a motion we let John Henry be chair of the ad hoc committee on parking.
Second.
Very good. I call for the vote.
Okay, just a second. President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Aye.
Secretary Henry, aye. Mr. DeMar?
Yes.
Mr. De La Cuesta?
Yes.
Ms. Havard?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Perez?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Yeah.
Ms. Meyer?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Ms. Kelton?
Yes.
Yes, it passes?
Yes.
Very good. So, Mr. Henry, Guillermo will be your point person on that. They're already gung-ho and ready to go with it. I think the first act of the committee should be changing the 1 hour parking to 2 hour parking around the government center. Moving on. Informational update on the vote by mail. We already got that from Glenn and Lydia. 8I, Candidates Forum. That was done very well. But if you get a chance, thank our honorary mayor for coming out and doing that.
Very good, by the way.
Yeah, did a great job.
Excellent.
Next up, 8J, plan to bring back the Van Nuys video conferencing to LA City Hall, with the cost being shared equally by all Valley neighborhood councils. Andy, thank you for the language on that. Proposed funding not to exceed $999. Miriam and Donna, I know this is near and dear to your heart.
Yes.
We are now moving on this. Glenn Bailey with the Valley Alliance of Neighborhood Councils said that if we can pass this out of our council, that he would be more than happy to take it valley-wide. So basically, we put the cost at $999 or less, not to exceed $999. I think Howard ran the numbers in something like 580 or somewhere around there. Donna and Miriam, you both have speaker cards on this. You want to give us a little brief update?
Can I speak first?
I don't see why not.
Thank you, George.
Sure.
I want to thank you all making this all possible. And you know what? This is for the people's thing, not just for an eye. Because the fact is, the next generation, we're going to move on, you know, to where. This is for the, you know, the kids, their generation. So since they were moving the sand, you know, we got to get this moving so other people can come in. And, you know, I want to have education. I like to have classes. I like to get this public I'd like to get the neighborhood councils to get on ball, get this all public here, and to also to get funding from the city council eventually, because they're giving away money like water. I mean, they gave this, you know, the $48 million to Westfield Mall. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is only like $10,000 a year. So I don't know why we can't get this funded. I don't know why. It could be a giveaway, this money that they're giving away. So why don't they give it to the video conferences? Only reason I can think is because they don't want the people to have a voice. They don't want to hear from us, because I'm also very pro-gun. So they don't want to hear from the pro-gun people, because Bloomberg and company and all the rest of the people that are on the gun bandwagon don't want us to have a say. So they want to shut two people who come. I'd like to see other people come too. Maybe they want to have gun control. I don't mind if I hear other opposing views, as long as it's heard and that people should know what's going on. So, and this is a very important thing. The fact is that I had a non-registered driver who did not have a driver's license, did not have insurance. I have a right to make this public. People need to be aware of what's going on our streets. They need to know that this person racked up about $20,000 in damage just to go around one block. I mean, come on. I mean, this is real bad.
All right, Donna Pearman. Come on down.
I want to thank you for making Van Nuys video conferencing very important to you. You know, that is very good to get all the neighborhood councils and the valley realizing it. Hopefully they'll realize that Van Nuys video conferencing existed in the first place, because most people don't even know that it existed. So it's fantastic for Van Nuys Neighborhood Council to wake up people to realize that people in the valley do have a voice. It's just not downtown that's the only one has a voice. So this might be the next step to I'm getting tired of only Los Angeles being considered, and all the San Fernando Valley not being considered at all. Oh yeah, she has asthma, and it's very difficult to go downtown. So this is not right for them to ask from that. Anyway, last but I want to say this: hopefully the city council will pick up the tab. We start in the beginning. But hopefully the city council will pick up a tab when they see we eventually get people coming to Van Nuys video conferencing, and eventually we'll be off our backs and onto the city council's backs, who spend billions of dollars. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Candy for 8J.
Yes, Mr. President. Thank you. Again, Miriam and Donna, you are the people that have made this click in the minds of the council. They're starting to reconsider that funding that they cut off for Van Nuys. So some people say that you guys don't belong to Van Nuys. You belong to all of Van Nuys, because you're trying to get that which was taken away from us, that was so important, a voice from here. A lot of people cannot go downtown, and the two of you are fighting so hard that a lot of the council people are really starting to think about it. So bravo to you.
I know you do.
And
that made it so bad.
I know.
Yeah,
I do. All right, thank you. Very good. I make a motion that we adopt AJ as is and see what we can do with Glenn Bailey and move on this.
Seconded.
All right, I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
President Hunt.
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Treasurer Hawk.
Aye.
Secretary Hendry.
Aye.
Mr. Dan Acosta.
Aye.
Ms. Maria Savard.
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus.
Yes.
Mr. Riz.
Yes.
Mr. Martin.
Yes.
Ms. Winter.
Yes.
Ms. Skelton?
Yes.
It passes.
Very good. We have one thing in old business, and then we can wander off. 9A. We'll get to that. That's 10. We're in 9. 9A, the VNNC website to switch from GoDaddy website builder to WordPress. Let me be the first to say that Howard Benjamin and Carino are doing a great job with the website. We were tweeting, we're Twittering, we're Facebooking, we're stumbling, we're doing everything that those kids these days do. So Howard and Carino, and this has been on the agenda going on 6 months now, want to switch from GoDaddy to WordPress. You guys have a couple seconds on this?
Yes. All right. Carino and I contacted GoDaddy, had a long conversation with them in regards to the website. For them to pick up 5 years of hosting at the present time, and we've got to move on this with some kind of quickness on this. It'll be $60 per year based on a 5 year commitment. Equaling $300. So we will have hosting guaranteed for 5 years for $300. In April, our email marketing program comes up for renewal. That is $240 per year. George paid for the web builder out of his own pocket, which he needs to be reimbursed on. From that money, if we moved on it now, we will get $22.50 back. So that's a grand total of $518.50 under the $600 proposed to get 5 years of hosting and 1 year additional email marketing.
All right, so like, should we just adopt that number, 518.56, council? What do you think?
Well, let's still leave it at 600, and we'll bring it in under budget.
That's fantastic. I make a motion that we adopt an old business.
Carino, do you have anything to say on that?
Just go for it.
Very good. Just go for it. That should be a bumper sticker. 9A, the BNC website. To
may
switch.
I make one comment, please? Quick, it's important. Please. Point of order. Mr. Secretary, I put my stuff away. Please make sure you put in the minutes that however this vote goes, because this is about funding, and it's important that it's in the minutes, because then it shows we voted on it, and then it can go through, because I didn't have budget finance to bring to you. So please make sure that's in the minutes.
Okay, if you give me some of the tally sheets, or make a deal to reproduce them for the format that they use.
I have the tally sheet.
It's just different than my tally sheets, but still, I'll use theirs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you can get
Mr. Henry the tally sheets.
So a copy of them. We're not
getting
very good.
President?
Yes.
How quick can we get it done?
Well, since this is old business and we've been discussing this for 6 months, it's already been through Gen Ed's committee. It was not voted on in the regular council. You could have this. Jeanette could be do this tomorrow for you guys.
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay, just give me time because I got to be somewhere later in the day tomorrow.
Well, I'm wrapped tomorrow. We'll work on it for Friday.
Yeah, but
okay. And either way, all you have to do is call
beautiful.
Me.
Beautiful.
All you have to do is call me and then
we'll through the conference call you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bravo. Okay, the motion on the floor is 9A to adopt the language as is with the $600.
Seconded.
All right, I call for the vote.
30 seconds. Okay. President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Treasurer Hall?
Aye.
Secretary Hendry? Aye. Mr. Kamara?
Yes.
Mr. De La Costa?
Yes.
Ms. Savard?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarevitz?
Yes.
Mr. Morales?
Yes.
Mr. Myrtle?
Yes.
Ms. Moyer?
Yes.
Ms. Skelton?
Yes.
It passes?
Very good.
Unanimous. Well, that's
good. Item number 10, public comment. Candy, you have a speaker card.
I see a grant. You're on the neighborhood.
Miriam, I don't think you would have to speak again, or it would be okay. I mean, we could wait for the hearing.
I want to finish my talk because people don't understand how important it is that I see the vision to impact other people.
Okay, Candy's recognized right now.
Thank you, Mr. President. In speaking with the commissioner who was here earlier, she came before this full council to state very clearly that as a speaker, I have the right to speak and not be interfered and to say what I want to say. Mr. Benjamin seems to feel that he owns this council. He seems that he can embarrass. And she even stated that you were embarrassing to what you did to Mr. Kamara, her exact words. All right? You did it to Mr. Piper when you asked, what the hell is he doing here? When he was working hard to clean up the community, you made a comment about him. You make a comment about Marion all the time that she's not qualified to be on here. She's more qualified than you are because she keeps fighting for those issues that impact all of Van Nuys, not just your community. You called me the worst thing that ever happened to Van Nuys, and I could throw dozens and dozens of things that we've done that you've never done. I'm not going to do that. I want this on the record, and Mr. Henry, I hope this is being recorded, because he controls the camera, and I want a copy of that, unedited, and I want a copy of it, because and then what did you do? You told me to shut up and sit down, and then you sent Mr. Ronnie Joe over here, and he told me to attack him so that he could strike back at me, and so I shut up. You told me to go outside. Okay, so I just want to make it clear. Anything happens outside, Mr. He's admitted that he's threatened me.
What?
You said you want to take it outside.
No, you said take it outside. You go outside. I said they want you to go outside.
What I want is on the record is that Mr. Benjamin seems to condemn everybody else, but a lot of these people here are doing a great job. They're doing a great job, and they need to be acknowledged for those great jobs. It doesn't belong to one person or two people. It belongs to everyone. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Candy. We have Miriam and Donna once more, and then we are done. And Maria. Miriam, you recognize for 45 minutes.
That not in the city council is doing ADA violations. They're violating civil rights, and the main thing is that they're doing is they're violating my rights because they won't allow us, they won't have the video conferencing. They had it for 2 years. I didn't get to speak there for 2 years. And because I went down there in the smog, I got respiratory problems, and I have asthma. They told me I have to use a nebulizer. Mrs. Hopp has the same problem. So I just let you know that the public transportation is not suitable for people like me, and they shouldn't be trying to get people like me out of cars. It's a necessity for me to have a car and not make it hard for me. And I mean for other people to have the same problem. Thank you.
Donna, you're recognized.
We still need to get a little more decorum, more friendliness on the neighborhood council. I realize you're Clemens with a lot of issues on your and your lies. But we had somebody and it was highly embarrassing that you guys had to handle yourself. You can't just tell people to shut up. And I think Jeanette Hosp is doing a fantastic job.
Oh, hey, thank you.
I'm not done. It's because she's only one individual who can't handle the whole neighborhood council. So I'm glad that you stepped up and said that it hasn't been funded, Mr. President, because you know that you're also, part of the neighborhood council, and not just throw it all to Jeanette. So I've never seen anybody do a great job as she does. So
President, Mr. George.
And George did a great job in getting it everything quieted down and able to go ahead without too much problems. And we had to quiet down to the public and not cause a scene, and we need to not cause a scene on the neighborhood council, the people who are elected.
Thank you, Donna. Maria Skelton.
My knee keeps going out.
Hello, thank you everyone. Going out. Thank you. Sometimes when you ask me to pick up the papers from over there, I always. Sometimes when you ask me to take the paperwork from here, I take them back to the church. So that's why so we can out here. I do want to say thank you to the mayor that did a great job to do an excellent job to, For your gas company, they have a 20% discount form if you want to fill it out. I do have some on my desk. It's for the gas company to try to lower the bill. They also have a thing to where they can help you on your other bills, which means they come out, check your home, check your windows, check everything, so you won't keep running your heat to, you know, warm up your house and stuff like that. So if you need anything specially about the 20% discount for your gas bill, I have them on my desk right there. Thank you. Thank you. Ooh.
Mr. Henry.
Watch out for the gas company. They say they warned you when they came, but they did my house and my neighbor's house and didn't tell me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, and they do that a lot. It's true.
Thank you, everyone, for your help.
Thank you. It is a great honor and privilege to adjourn the meeting.
Yay, thank you.
Good work.